The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Dalid Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Kitina, B'shasha Yisrael Oilem L'Regel, when the Yidin were Oilem L'Regel, Megalulim Lehem Esaparoiches. So all the Yidin are coming to be Oilem L'Regel. They would come to the Makam HaMikdash, and then the Kehanim would go, and they would take the Paroiches, the curtain, and they would lift it. Umar Lehem Esakruvim, Shayim Urin Zebezeh, and they would show them the Kruvim. And the Yidden would see how the Kruvim were embracing. They were hugging each other. V'oimrim lahen. And the Kehanim would tell the Yidden, Re'uchi baskem lefnei hamakom. This picture that you see right now, this visual, is a symbol of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like the Kruvim, am urim zebezeh, so too, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels towards you. Re'uchi baskem lefnei hamakom. It's kechibas zachar v'nekeva. So the Yidden, when they were oil regal, they would come up, they would unwind the paroiches, and they would see the kruvim, shayim urin zebezeh, and they were told, ruchi baskem lefnei hamakim. It bothered me a little bit. Why did this happen only b'shosh ha yisrael oivim l'regel? It sounds like if you came to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carpet, and you went to one of the kehanim, and you said, Kohen, can you do me a favor? You know, I'm here with my family. It's not often that I make it to Eretz Yisrael. Can you please roll up the curtain? I've heard about this. I want to see the kruvim that I'm a urin zebezeh. I can use a little bit of chizik. I want to feel the reuchi basta. It doesn't sound like that's what happened. B'sho shaho Yisrael oilom l'regel. This was something that happened when the Yid were oilom l'regel. It bothered me a little bit. Why dafka when the Yid were oilom l'regel? So maybe you could say one hergish. And maybe this is even emes. That is, there's a medrash in Shir HaShirim, Ches Yud Gimel. The Medrash says as follows. The Pasuk says, Udmei l'chol l'tzvi. That we're like a tzvi. Ma tzvi zeh. Just like a tzvi. B'shoshu hu yoshen. When the tzvi, when the gazelle sleeps, Einay achas psucha, ve'einay achas kamutza. One of its eyes is open, and one of its eyes is closed. Kach, b'shoshu Yisrael oitzim ritzai nishol makayim. When Klai Yisrael is doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mabit aleim b'shtei einav. He looks at us with two einayim. Hadohu d'chsiv, that's p'shan the pasuk that says, einay Hashem el tzadikim. Abu b'shoshu oitzim ritzai nishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when Klai Yisrael is not doing the ratzon Hashem, mabit lem be'einay achas. He only looks at us with one eye. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, hinei ein Hashem el yireyav. We said, Kederech Shebal Lirois, Kach Bal Lirois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us when we come to be Oilo Rego with two Einayim. So too, we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be with the Re'iyah Shleima, a halach according to some Tanoim, that Asuma Ba'achas Me'enov is going to be Patim in Ari. It's not always the case. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us B'shtei Einayim. Yeah, there's a bechin of Einei Hashem El Tzadikim. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looks at us with the proverbial one eye. Shenemar Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireyev. What does it depend on? B'shashi Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyin Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabit Aleim B'shtei Einov. U'b'shashi Ein Oysen Ritzoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabit Lehem B'Einei Achas. When the Yid came to be Oilo Regel, he came to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalosh Pamen Bashono Yeiroe El Pnei Adon Hashem. You're going to be seen. And of course, if you're going to be seen, you want to be seen b'shtei einayim. You want to be seen with a riyah shleima. You want it to be einay Hashem el tzadikim. You don't want that it should be chalila only ein Hashem el yireyev. So you know what happened? The Yidden came to be Oilo Regel, and they were wondering, am I really being seen? Am I being seen with one eye? Am I being seen with two eyes? You know what they did for the Oilo Regalim? They were megalim as aparoiches. Umar lehen as akruvim shayim urim zebezeh. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes Amar Aleph. It says regarding the kruvim, upneim ishal achiv. But it also says upneim labayis. So which one was it? Were the kruvim facing each other, or were they facing the opposite directions? Zok the Gemara like kasha. Kam bezman she Yisrael oisir ritzayin ishal makoim. Kam bezman she ein oisir ritzayin ishal makoim. I think it's half of a fell in the belt. When the Yidden were oisir ritzayin ishal makoim, it was upneim ishal achiv. So the Yidden come, and they want to know, this is the mitzvah, the heft of Aliyah L'regel is le'rois, to be seen. Am I being seen by Ayin Achas or am I being seen by Shtei Einayim? So you know what they did? They were Megal in the Paroiches. And they saw the Kruvim Shayim Urim Zebezeh. You know what that meant? That meant that Oysen Ritzayin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, if that Oysen Ritzayin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, that must mean Einei Hashem Al Tzadikim. Then they knew they were were being seen with two einayim. This inyan of being megal the paroiches for the oile regalim is part and parcel of the mahus, the cheftz of the whole mitzvah of aliyah regal. Because the mitzvah of aliyah regal is be seen. And are you being seen with one eye? Are you being seen with two eyes? How do you know? This is the chizik, the reuchi baschem lefnei amokim. This is where it came from. You want to know how they knew? They knew. They knew because they were megalos aparoiches. That's the reason that this happened. So I'll just tell you my hergish. My hergish is we live in a world of choshech. We live in a world of choshech. And in darkness, when a person is in pitch black, you can't see. But even worse than the fact that a person can't see is he can't be seen. When a person's alone and when a person's in a place of choshech, it's true, the world kicked those finster. But even worse than that, does anyone even notice? Does anyone even care, right? Is there a God in heaven who's looking over me? Does he take any interest? Am I even... When the Yid was Oile Regel, he was seen. And that feeling of Ruuchi Baschem Lefnei Amokon, that the Eibush is looking at him, and now with one eye, the Eibush is looking at him with two eyes. That feeling, that hergish that the Yid got, it was gewald. It was unbelievable. It was so not shayach. And that was the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. It's lirois v'lirois, but it's to see, but to be seen. And that feeling, that hergish of being seen, and being seen b'shtei einayim, the chizik, the comfort that can give a Yid, is something that's unbelievable. You know, Chazal say, choshech zu yavon. Choshech zu Yavon. Yavon, they brought Choshech into the world. We can't see. We live in a world of Hester Bonim. But I think the greater tragedy of Hester Bonim is not so much what we're not able to see. It's worse than that. It's the fact that we can't be seen. You know, on Chanukah, we light the menorah. And that ma'at menorah has the ability, like the Svar Makdoshim say, to be doicha harbim and achoshech. And it could be that when we light the menorah, we're not in the madriga to see. Maybe. Maybe we're not going to be on the madriga to see. But at the very least, when we light the menorah, we should recognize that we're lighting up the darkness enough that at the very least we can be seen. And that we should realize that with that or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing us. It reminded me of a Gemara. The Gemara is in the end of Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitztar Al Mikrezeh. My whole life, I was bothered with this pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Toichacha. V'hoyisi Memashesh Betzar Rayin, Kashe Yemashesh Ho'ivar Ba'afelo. He said, I'm going to be stumbling around during the day, the same way the Iver, the Summa, the person who can't see, stumbles around in the darkness. And Rabbi Yosi, I never understood this pasuk. V'chima Ichba Slevi Iver, what difference does it make to the Iver if it's white or if it's dark? Like, the Iver stumbles at night, and it doesn't matter if it's day or night. He says, until I saw a story, I was once walking, it was pitch dark. And I saw a Suma. He was walking and he was holding an avuka. I told him, Bini, avuka zul amalach. He says, why are you carrying this avuka? You're assuming you can't see anyways. Why are you carrying this light? Amali, he told me. Kosman shavuka biyadi. Said, as long as I have this avuk in my hand, p'nei adam royin oisi, umatzilin oisi, min apchasim, min akoytzinim avakonim. He says, I can't see either way. But you know what the difference is? If I have this avuka, people can see me. And when people see me, they're going to save me. I think that's what the Ner Chanukah is. Could be we're not on the Madrega to light the menorah and see the Lamed Vav Neiris, mechuvin to the Lamed Vav Shois of the Oiragon. It's a tzaddik and we're able to see that. But us mortals are not there. But at the very least, kol zman shavuki biyadi, bnei adam royenoisi, umatzilenoisi, min apchasim, min akoytzim, min abarkonim. We light up the night a little bit, maybe not to see, but at the very least, to be seen. That was this inyan of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel was leirois, to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us. It's dark, you don't feel it. You light up the night a little bit. And from that, you can feel, at the very least, that you are be seen. Mishtaka bizoicha, lirois, v'leirois, v'mher b'yameinu.